Drivers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive.
It gets on base a lot, Rocco. Do I care if it's a walk or a hit? Pete?
You do not.
I do not.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold is live with us this morning on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Matt. I don't know if you saw it or not. Vince Vetrano throwing out the first pitch at the Chinooks game last night. Did you catch that video?
I did. I checked it out. I mean, I was just wondering if he has an agent. you know, I can't believe we missed him in the draft, to be honest. So, well, you know, we're ready to sign you if you're interested. So
it went okay. I told the boys this morning, 'cause I have an okay arm. I was never a pitcher, but I could throw the ball. I had thoughts approaching the mound of like, what if I would put a little zing on this one, a little pepper one in there.
Put some heat.
And I just thought, no, man, just get it there. Don't bounce it.
It looked like it was close to a strike, maybe on the inner half, but yeah, it comes out pretty good. So hey, that's why we have player development.
Well, the fish did ring it up as a strike, so the Lakeshore should have named Gil. He gave me the punch out, so I feel good about it. All right, Matt, trade deadline has come and gone. Give yourself a report card. How did you improve this team?
Yeah, look, we were certainly busy, and I think we were able to help the team. You know, we were able to add a bat that we liked in Carlos Santana, certainly an outfielder in Mark Canna that we liked that has a long track record of success. You know, and also a left-handed reliever in Andrew Chafin and somebody that we like a lot. And so those guys all have long track records of playing well in important games. And so we're thrilled to have those guys.
The frustration, I think, with Brewers fans occasionally, Matt, is just the bats for whatever reason. It just seems like for quite a spell here over the years, it seems like the bats can never just stay hot or at least find multiple balls in an inning.
Yeah, I think that's right, and especially, you know, our formula, as you guys know, has been pitching and defense, and that's the toughest part about games like yesterday, you know, when we come up a little short and make a defensive miscue, but we were right in that game until the ninth inning, you know, that's the thing, and I think what it does, it just keeps us in games, you know, throughout the course of the season, and over time, you know, that has shown up as a formula for success for us here.
Talking with Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Matt, can you take us into the last few days up against the trade deadline as much as you're willing to share about your phone ringing or the calls that you made? Was there a deal that you were offered maybe that you're like, no, we're not giving you that guy?
Yeah, a lot of them. Certainly, yeah, I think whether it's, you know, the top prospects in our system, we got asked about a lot, whether they're good players on our major league team. I mean, there were some, frankly, very offensive asks that I probably gave to another team, that somebody probably gave to me, which is okay. You know, you're just brainstorming. Sometimes it's with your friends in a lot of cases with other teams. And that's what it's about, you know, trying to come up with some common ground to make a deal, but certainly busy. Had a lot of fun. Actually, my son called me at like 3:59, and the deadline is 5 o'clock, and he wanted to know if we were getting Eloy Jimenez. I said, buddy, I don't think they want to talk to him. they don't want to talk about him. And
I'm not getting him if you're calling me on the line right now. Need to free up the line, son.
I'm just ripping up phone calls between all these other teams, and my son calls me from his little gizmo watch, you know, and he's actually like, anyway, yeah, it was busy. I got a lot of ideas coming at me, but, you know, overall, we think we helped the team this year.
So when do you know if an ask is offensive? When you see the little dots on the iPhone where the text is going, and then it stops, and then the little dots go again, then it stops, and then you don't see, you don't hear anything back?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you kind of throw your hands up, and if somebody asks you about something, or vice versa, I'm sure in the other room, it's just you try to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. At least I do, and make sure, hey, like, I think this is something that helps you guys and helps us, and ultimately that I think leads to more productive conversations. But certainly, you can lob a hand grenade out there, and it doesn't always land very very positively.
Dude, it's just like Moneyball, right? They're in there. Hey, no offense. I'm just asking, you know, from where I sit to where you sit, right? All of that stuff.
Yeah, luckily, I mean, we have long relationships with a lot of people from other teams, and they're usually pretty cool about it in both directions.
Well, I don't care whose feelings you hurt, Matt. We got a couple of guys here, and we're back home today, so let's get fat on the Pirates. Here we go.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Always appreciate you. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock.